Sports with Sunny Young, and happy Tuesday, Sunny. Well, Sunny, I understand South Africa's cricket team suffered a tough loss on Tuesday.
Happy Monday, Kim. Yes, South Africa's dreams of reaching a first Cricket World Cup final were dashed on Tuesday in heartbreaking fashion in Auckland, New Zealand. In a thrilling semifinal match at Eden Park, the Proteas of South Africa lost to the Black Caps of New Zealand by 4 wickets. The home team booked a place in Sunday's final with a dramatic penultimate ball victory, with the Black Caps needing 12 off the last over. 2 singles, then a 4 off the third ball from Daniel Vettori saw them well placed. After running a bye, all-rounder Grant Elliott smashed a 6 on the 5th ball to send New Zealand to the Cup final for the first time.
I guess I changed my game a little bit at the death when you can free yourself up. I was looking to hit that ball for 6 or 4. I was just going to line it up, and wherever it was going over the boundary, hopefully. I didn't want to be there 70 not out, not winning this game. That was not a position I wanted to be in.
The position Grant Elliott and New Zealand are now in is a chance to play for the trophy on Sunday in Melbourne against either Australia or defending champion India. Elliott dedicated Tuesday's triumph over the South Africans to all of New Zealand's supporters.
For the fans and the 4 million people in New Zealand, I think, you know, the supporters, that wins for them. The support has been overwhelming, and I think there's been a lot of talk about us just making the semis and never quite kicking on. So I know it means a lot to the team, but you know, you could see the emotions in the stands today. It means a lot to a lot of people in New Zealand. So hopefully we can repay the faith in the final as well.
During Tuesday's semi-final, a lengthy rain delay during South Africa's innings meant the application of Duckworth-Lewis calculations, whereby South Africa's score of 281 for 5 in 43 overs resulted in a required target of 298 for New Zealand in the same number of overs. South Africa's captain A.B. de Villiers says it was an excruciating loss.
We play this game to win games of cricket, to take glory away home and make a difference in a nation's heart and hope. So we didn't do that, we didn't achieve that, and it hurts quite a bit, you know. Gutted. We had our chances and we didn't take them.
This marked the 4th time South Africa reached the Cricket World Cup semifinals. As A.B. de Villiers just said, it hurts quite a bit for the team not to finally get to the final. In African athletics, Marco Uma caught up with 3 winners at a meet held over the weekend in South Africa's political capital of Pretoria. Here's Mark.
South African Commonwealth Games 200-meter finalist Akani Simbini won the 200 meters in a lifetime best of 20.27 seconds and 100 meters in 10.14 seconds on Saturday. Simbini is surprised by his rich vein of form.
I wasn't really expecting it because my goal for Asian Championships was to just make the qualifying standard for World Senior Championships. Getting the PBs was just a good sign of where I'm at in my training.
Well, after the Commonwealth Games, when it came to Africa Championships, you were injured in the semi-finals. And so coming back straight away, it looks like the injuries you had were now a thing of the past. Have you fully recovered?
Yes, I've gotten over my injuries now. After the hamstring injury, I got a back injury. And then I got over that. that, so everything is back to normal now.
Having attained your initial goal of qualifying for the World Championships, for this particular year, what goals have you set in terms of time for both of your 1 and 200 meters?
For the 100 meters, it's to break the sub-10 barrier. And then the 200 meter, it's just to improve on the personal best that I have currently each time. That's just my goals for this year.
That was Akani Simbini, South Africa's Commonwealth Games 200-meter finalist speaking in Tshwane. Meanwhile, 17-year-old newfound Gift Lutella set a South Africa youth 200-meter record of 20.63 seconds. He later won the boys' youth 100 meters in a lifetime best of 10.47 seconds and is delighted.
The best day of my life. Just want to thank the Lord for his hard work and your everything.
You're a student, are you?
Yes, I'm still at Tuxport High School.
Didn't you feel tired coming into the finals and yet you still had to run your best?
I was feeling confident because of the time I ran in the semifinal.
So going forward, what do you think is your goal?
This year, I just want to go to the World Youth Championships in Colombia and bring back a medal to SA.
That was Gift Lutella, South Africa 200-meter youth record holder speaking in Tshwane. Finally, Africa Women's 400-meter hurdles champion Wenda Nell made a victorious start to her season in 55.20 seconds.
It was fun. I didn't put too much pressure on myself. Everything worked out. My stride patterns were perfect. Hopefully, as we go along, hopefully the time will drop.
55.21 is actually a much faster time than you started with last year. Could this be an indication that perhaps you may even go faster than you've done?
I really do hope so. 55.2 is not far from my personal best. My personal best time is 54.82.
And that means that even the South African record is under threat.
Definitely. That is my aim. Whether it's going to happen this year or next year, still a gamble for me, but I really want to achieve that.
That was Wenda Nell, the Africa Women's 400-meter hurdles champions.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
The voice of America.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America, VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
I posted a photo on my Facebook page of the Flying Eagles after Nigeria's national under-20 football team won its record-extending 7th African title over the weekend in Dakar, Senegal. Among those checking in with congratulations in the Facebook comments section were Nwoke Chuks in Abuja, Nigeria, Umar Faruku in Kaduna, South Nigeria, and Joseph Achebe in Enugu, Nigeria. The Flying Eagles also received some long-distance international congratulations from Eric Bueneman, who wrote from the USA. Eric refers to a couple of Major League Soccer clubs, saying, "Congrats from the town between the Chicago Fire and Sporting KC." In case you're wondering what town Eric is talking about, I believe it's Hazelwood, Missouri. Austin Njoku, writing from Nigeria's political capital of Abuja, says, "The young lads are good. We expect them to do well in New Zealand. Congratulations to the Flying Eagles of Nigeria. Austin is referring to the 2015 FIFA Under-20 World Cup, which kicks off in New Zealand at the end of May. Nigeria, runner-up Senegal, and the two other semifinalists, Ghana and Mali, all will represent Africa at New Zealand 2015.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In U.S. men's college basketball, we've reached the Sweet 16 stage of the National Championship Tournament, one of the most popular annual sporting events here in the United States. There will be four games on Thursday night and four more on Friday night. The single elimination competition will culminate April 6th when a new national champion is crowned in Indianapolis, Indiana. Let's take a look at this week's matchups. Top seed and unbeaten Kentucky, the big favorite to win the trophy, will play West Virginia, and Notre Dame will go against Wichita State. Both of those games will be played Thursday in Cleveland, Ohio. Also Thursday, Wisconsin will play North Carolina, and Arizona is matched against Xavier. Those games will be played in Los Angeles, California. On Friday night in Syracuse, New York, Oklahoma will meet Michigan State, and Louisville will play North Carolina State. Also Friday night in Houston, Texas, top-seeded Duke will play Utah, and Gonzaga will go against the University of California at Los Angeles, Shaka Solly's alma mater, and it's better known as UCLA. The winners of the eight games will advance to play Saturday and Sunday, and by the end of the weekend, will be down to the Final Four. A sellout crowd of about 70,000 is expected to attend the Final Four at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. There will be two semifinal games on April 4th, and the national championship game, as I mentioned, will be April 6th. In terms of teams that are in the Sweet 16, Shaka Solly's beloved UCLA has the proudest championship pedigree with a record 11 national titles. Kentucky is next with H.